Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this journey as we study the life of the prophet Jonah and discover our life mission. Welcome to day 27 of Jonah. Today's title is The Danger of Anger. Trent Butler said, "The prophet was so mad at God and his uncomfortable circumstances that he was ready to die rather than give up his anger. His anger blinded him to the absurdity of his feelings and his statements." Jonah 4:9 is our text today. It reads, "Then God said to Jonah, 'Is it right for you to be angry because the plant died?' 'Yes,' Jonah retorted, 'even angry enough to die.'" God asks Jonah questions so that Jonah can see his own motives behind his actions. Back in Jonah 4:4, in reference to Nineveh repenting, God asks Jonah, "Do you have a good reason to be angry?" In our scripture today, God asks Jonah the same question about the plant dying. These questions are rhetorical and have an obvious answer, yet Jonah still gets them wrong. God often uses questions as teaching tools to reveal intentions of our hearts. Even as a young boy, Jesus was found sitting among the teachers in the temple courts, asking them questions. Scholars have determined that Jesus asked over 300 questions recorded in the Gospels. When Jesus was asked a question, he often responded with a question. Of the 183 questions asked of Jesus in Scripture, Jesus only directly answers three. God's use of questions is by design. God knows that they cause us to look at why we act in certain ways. School teachers utilize questions so that their students can see where they are in the learning process. God doesn't ask questions for his benefit. He knows the answer to every question he asks. God asks them for our benefit so that through the learning process, we can grow spiritually. Questions open up the door for us to confess our sinful thoughts, repent, and grow in spiritual maturity. Jonah's answers to God's questions reveal the anger that is controlling his thoughts. Lloyd Ogilvie describes the anger behind Jonah's answer. Jonah's answer, "It is right for me to be angry, even to death," shows that he is not willing to live with a God who can give or take away grace to Gentile or Israelite alike. A terrible ambivalence in Jonah's soul is revealed. He cannot deal with the thought of God's grace being extended to the Ninevites, and yet he sees that he cannot live without that grace himself. He now sees that God will not let him have it both ways. Mercy is for Israel, and judgment is for the Gentiles. Since Jonah could not convince God that his kindness to all people who repent is wrong, the prophet wants to die. Jonah insists on winning the final round of his power struggle with the Lord. Jonah would rather die than admit he was wrong. Jonah has consistently been angry. He was angry when God sent revival to Nineveh. Now, God's prophet is angry that a plant has withered, and he is burning up in the desert sun. His anger is causing him to react in ways that reveal the immaturity in his heart. Anger, like any emotion, has the power to cause good or evil. If anger is handled appropriately, it can be a powerful emotion that can lead us to positive results. Studies have shown that righteous anger helps us respond to the sins of society. Without anger in certain situations, Christians will remain apathetic. Research overwhelmingly indicates that channeling anger increases optimism, creativity, and effective performance. Studies also show that repressing anger over long periods of time can harm you physically. So, well-managed anger can be a useful emotion that motivates you to make positive changes in your life. However, there is danger in anger. If not handled correctly, it can have destructive consequences for you and those closest to you. Uncontrolled anger leads to verbally abusive arguments, physical fights, assaults, and self-inflicted harm. It triggers the body's fight-or-flight response. Thus, when anger is out of control, it leads to harmful conflicts within yourself or the impulse to run away from it all. it has been shown to trigger fear, anxiety, and stress. Studies have shown that misplaced anger can cause the adrenal glands to flood the body with stress hormones, such as adrenaline and cortisol. This causes the brain to decrease blood flow to the stomach and increase blood flow to the muscles to prepare them for a physical response. So heart rate, blood pressure, and respiration all increase suddenly while body temperature rises and the skin perspires. The constant flood of these stress chemicals that are associated with unmanaged anger can eventually cause harm to many different systems in your body. Jonah's anger comes from a selfish heart, resulting in a sinful attitude. God is questioning Jonah in order to teach him the importance of right priorities so that Jonah can live a healthy life, both spiritually and physically. So, when God asks Jonah questions, he is giving Jonah time to calm down and process the thoughts that are leading to his actions. When sinful anger stirs in our hearts, may we spend time talking to God and learning from him so that we can live obedient to his word and remain faithful to his will. Questions. How do you respond to questions that you know are pointing out the sinful intentions of your heart? How can you humbly respond to God's questions, knowing that His teaching is for your correction and your good? Does your anger lead you into danger? In what ways? Join me in prayer. Lord, thank you that you make us passionate people with emotions, but show us when those emotions are out of control so that we can repent and turn towards you and have everything in our lives, including our anger, be sanctified in your love. In Christ's name, amen.